What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to A Girl and
Her Mother-in-Law.
Happy
fucking
Thursday. What are you looking forward to? Made you smile recently, Geraldine?
That's what you're gonna say? She's just gonna throw it at you guys today.
So I am very happy and excited that my test came back negative. Okay?
For what? Tell us.
From my Dollar Tree pregnancy test that I took. Because, actually, wait, hold on. I'm going to put somebody on blast right now. Wait, hold on.
Shut up.
I love you guys so very mucho. But today I get tagged in a post on Facebook, in our Facebook group.
Okay.
And it says, hold on. Becky. She said it.
Becky
she
with
said,
the good hair.
She said, Jerry Eastman, you're making me yawn through the podcast.
Because you're yawning?
Because I was yawning. Not so the yawns are contagious, right? And somebody's like, yeah, me too, girl. Okay. Yeah. So listen. So
wait, they can't hear you yawn, though. Or is it just because I say it?
I don't know. Because I thought I was pulling away the mic. From the mic. But apparently I'm not. But she's yawning now, guys. It's Alyssa today. But it really got me thinking because I've been complaining how tired I am. Mm-hmm. You've been mentioning how tired I am. Mm-hmm. How Jerry, oh my God, you're just tired. She's falling asleep over here, right? Everybody's talking about how damn fucking tired I am.
Falling asleep.
Also, I've been fucking so nauseous. So I'm like, let me fucking just put my mind at ease because I'm like, can you imagine if this bitch is pregnant?
Okay, well, you got it from the dollar store. What if it was a false negative?
Shut up, Alyssa. No, because.
Do you want a real one? I have some real ones.
No, because I bought two, but we
$2 drugstore tree. Hello.
No, because I bought it I bought them yesterday and took it yesterday, but I didn't take it with the first morning pee. And you know definitely Dollar Tree ones are gonna need to be your first morning pee, you know? And so I was like, let me just get two in case it comes back negative. I'll wait a couple of days and then make sure I do it with the first morning pee. So I will wait a couple of days and I have one and I will take it with the first morning pee.
Aww.
But I know I'm not pregnant.
Jerry might be pregnant.
No, guys, I am. No, my titties don't hurt. Listen, I. No, because I'm better. I'm not. I didn't yawn yesterday. Did I? Maybe. I don't know. But I really was. You know, just like we were just talking with Zane about the placebo, they explain why placebos work because you kind of trick your mind into wanting to see the results. So I don't want to trick my mind into like, you know, more symptoms. You know, right. Like I'm already going, oh my God, I'm so tired and now I'm nauseous. Can you imagine if I'm pregnant? I don't want to keep thinking about it. So I wanted to put my mind at ease. You know, yeah. Which I did with that negative. It did not pop up. And I was like holding it every which way to make sure there's not like something super faint. I'm like shining my fucking gooseneck lamp on it, like going like this. There was no sign of a line, y'all. So that is, I am very, very excited. Ever was so very disappointed. But then I was like,
why don't you just get him snipped? You don't really need to, yeah.
I'm so close to getting over this. Like, hello, menopause. Why do I even still have it? You know?
Why? I don't think my mom went through it until mid-50s.
Oh, well, listen, my fucking OBG told me, like, when I was, like, fucking 40, I was going through pre.
Really?
Yeah, I was going through all kinds of shit. And she was,
that's
like,
young.
Yeah, but I think it was just all my hormones were fucked up.
Right.
But obviously, she was wrong.
Yeah.
But I just am, I'm grateful. And I'm grateful because, A, I have three healthy, beautiful children already. B, I'm up there in age. You know, I want to be alive when my child would graduate high school,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that is what's making me happy right now. And then I think I'll be doubly happy when I wait a couple of days and take it with the first morning pee-pee.
We would have like similar age children.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's like, you know, oh, that's my aunt, but I'm... but
yes,
but,
one of those situations.
Like, no, I would never do that. I would never... It's time for you guys to shine. I would never want to steal your shine, okay? This is you guys now, right? This is time where I could be a grandma and then send them home at night. That's what I'm looking forward to. Not waking up and doing the morning, no.
Oh, yeah, no. You just got done with all that.
Yes. Like, I lit... Oh, so that's what I was saying. So when I was at the Dollar Tree, right? The... older lady that was ringing me up, and I also got a picture frame, right? So I like,
you're like, I have to say something.
I just like threw these on there, right? So she goes, she's scanning and she goes, oh,
she did, she,
I promise. And then she goes, I hope it's whatever you hope it is, or I hope you get whatever answer you want, or whatever it is.
She said something.
She did. And I was
people
like,
should not do that.
And I said, well, my daughter's finishing up her first year. My youngest is finishing up her first year of college. So I hope not. And she goes, then I hope not for you. She goes, but I had a surprise later in life. And I'm like, no.
You're like, don't say it.
No, I can't imagine starting over. I mean, obviously, if I was, I roll with it. I deal with it, you know. But
are you opposed to condoms? Are you? What's his name?
You.
Gonna go outside. What's it, Amy and Johnny? Are you Johnny?
I'm Johnny. No.
You're scared of condoms?
No. But
you're like, we just don't.
Yeah, we just don't.
I was very opposed.
Am I playing with fire? I think I'm playing with fire.
I was very opposed. That's why I was a big reason why I didn't want to get off birth control, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, but Trojan Ultra Thins are, can't even feel them. Sponsor me, please. Love them. They're great.
Yeah, sponsor her, please. She loves them. And then, like, let her pass some on to me. So,
you want to try one? I'll give you one. I said that to my friend the other day. We were talking about it. And I'm like, I can give you one if you want to try it out. A sample.
Before you go spend your money, here's one.
Like, sorry, babe. Before she leaves, hold on. I got to get her something. Like, go into the nightstand. Like, why are you going into my nightstand? Gotta give her a sample.
Gotta get just, yeah. We just don't want to waste, right? So, like, yeah. Instead of her buying and hating.
Yeah.
Just let her try, yeah.
Yeah.
Share.
No, we used to use one, Skin, SKYN.
I've used Skin.
I like these better.
Mm.
Yeah. But you're just like, no thanks.
Yeah.
I know, because you're like, you're older. Yeah, so, like, why am like, I, you feel like a kid?
Yeah.
I know.
Like just yesterday, buying the fucking pregnancy test. I'm like, why do I feel like I'm 17 embarrassed again? Like,
yeah.
Hello.
You order them online.
Like, shit. Yeah, but I needed to know now.
No, I'm talking about the condoms.
Oh.
So you don't have to buy them in person because that is embarrassing. You just Amazon them.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Like, no thanks. Nah. Well, for us, I'm like, before wedding? No.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. If I was younger, that would be a whole different thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But.
Come on, I was so opposed.
Hurry up, menopause. Hurry up. I want to be able to live
still be
like...
nervous.
Hmm. Sorry, I have a piece of skin and it's really bothering me. I apologize because I hate doing this, but okay. And I didn't get to do my nails last night because I was too busy reading.
I'll take that. That's a good trade-off.
I'm going to read again tonight, but I think my husband's going to help your dad.
Perfect.
So I made so much dinner last night. I have leftovers. So
I have leftovers too.
Right.
Well,
but now I have two podcasts that I have to edit.
Okay.
And then after that, I'm going to read.
Well, we're going to have no edits today.
So, I like the confidence in that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to wrap my nails. I read how to do it. Soak a cotton ball, take some tinfoil, put it on there.
Yes.
And then I'll read.
Yeah.
And then I'll multitask. I'll read.
Perfect.
Take a break,
yeah. Because if you do it in the bowl, it's annoying.
Yeah. So I'm going to try that. I'm going to see. Because it really, I need them off.
Okay. Yeah, do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're enjoying the book.
Yes, I am, guys. November 9th. Just read it. Okay,
it's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. So now, Alyssa Rose, what are you happy, excited, looking forward to, made you smile today?
Well, I also am glad that I'm not pregnant.
Pregnant, okay.
My period actually was really late.
Yeah, I remember you saying it.
Yeah, and I got it the morning of my flight.
Of course.
Which me and Courtney are cycle sisters too.
Oh.
Which they say that happens. Brenna too. Brenna got hers 2 days before. Courtney got hers like 2 days after.
Me and Aaliyah same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, for a minute I was like, what's going on? And then I was like, yeah, definitely not. Because Trojan, you wouldn't let me down, right?
Right, Trojan.
Right, Trojan. Uh-huh. 99.99999%. I'm just kidding. Anyways, my made me smile recently is my little morning this morning. I've been really inspired after my trip. Courtney just really inspired me to. I've always loved wellness. I'm always passionate about it, but just to dive deeper into that and like not just fitness focused, more like wellness focused. Like things that are good for me, not just how many calories I burned and how much I sweat. You know, like I'm trying to focus more on like both. I still love my cardio and exercise and everything,
but I also want to add in more wellness things into my routine. So this morning, last night, I was like, what can I do tomorrow? Like, nice little movement. And then I looked at the schedule and there was a yoga class at 8:30. And I was like, you know what? I'm usually not a yoga gal, but I did enjoy it when we went to the class this past weekend. So I was like, let me just go. That'd be a nice little self-care morning. Get my day going, you know, like wake up, get ready, have my morning. And it was raining today. So it was kind of like a vibe. Mm. And I loved it. It was really nice. I was laughing because the one we went to in... I'm not love when you try to hold it in, because I would have never noticed unless you like it like comes out.
Did you guys hold it in? Well, now I'm very subconscious.
She's not yawning. She's not yawning. No one's yawning over here. You guys didn't see anything.
Becky called me out on my shit. Now I'm going to be super self-conscious of it. Okay, Becky, that yawn was not a yawn. I'm going to try not to yawn, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Love you, Becky.
The yoga instructor that I went to in Minnesota was very like, okay, let's bring, you know, like yoga's supposed to be like calming, bring your left leg back, you know, whatever's comfortable. This one was like, all right, right arm up. All right, everybody, put your right leg back. We're going to lift up a little bit, twist to the right. I'm like, this is the most New York thing I've ever witnessed. Bring your hands to your heart center.
That is so funny. So like, so funny. New York.
Yeah, I was like, this was not what I was envisioning.
I was a darkened room, like,
yeah, no.
Soft, comfortable words. Like,
she did have the music going, but she was just more direct in her verbiage.
It's like, sit down. Like,
flip the fuck over.
Flip over. Ass up. Like, let's go.
She's like, all right, we're going to do downward dog. All right, put both your hands down. Okay, good job, everyone. Which I will say, it's an LA Fitness. So it's LA Fitness yoga. If you went to a beautiful yoga studio here, it would be
right.
It would be fine.
Oh, fun fact. Somebody that I work with's daughter is a yoga
instructor.
And she used to do it in, I want to say the city, but she had like big clients, like famous people and
it's
stuff.
Really good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just want to also say hi to Rachel. Sorry. Rachel and I were chit-chatting on here, and I just wanted to say hi and thank her. I'll say hi, Rachel. Okay. Okay, go ahead. Continue. Sorry. Okay. I know. So random.
Okay. So the one that we went to in Minnesota was a Lifetime gym.
Is that what it was called? Lifetime gym?
Yeah, we have one here, but it's kind of far from us. Oh. It's just like a much higher end gym than an LA Fitness. So it's like, I got LA Fitness yoga. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was something. It was good. I was like in the back, which next time I'm definitely like a teacher's pet type person. I like to be in the front. In school, I was like that too, like making friends with the teachers. So I'm like, next time I would want to be closer.
Okay.
But then I was like, should I go into the sauna? Because that's something that Courtney loves. Sorry, it just reminded me. Do you know the SpongeBob episode where he's like smelling the smells?
Smelling the smells?
Do you remember?
No.
At the movie theater? You don't know the episode I'm talking about? Oh, it's like,
no.
The face you were just making, try to hold in your yawn, just reminded me. He's like, when he was like taking this, you know how they make cartoon characters? Like,
yeah.
Like he was like taking in the smell of it. Anyway, so sorry, that was so specific. Now I'm going to notice every time you fucking try to hold your yawn in.
Stop looking at me.
Okay, I just won't look at you. So I was like, ooh, we went to the sauna at the spa when I was in Minnesota. And I was like, okay, this is something that I've always been like intrigued about. I just never like really thought too far into it.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, I'm listening.
Oh, you were giggling.
I'm intrigued.
Oh, I was just like, yeah, sauna, whatever. But like, it actually has so many fucking benefits. And like, I love to be warm. So I'm like, it sounds great for me. She's like, absolutely not. They're like 180 to 200 degrees.
No.
But it doesn't feel like that.
It might not be great for my stimulator anyway.
Have you ever done it?
Yes, when I was younger.
Okay.
Yeah. But my stimulator, my battery can only take, like, I think certain hot tubs are like iffy, right? So I don't think a sauna would be, I could be completely making this shit up as I go along.
Yeah.
But I feel like saunas was one of the things that maybe I shouldn't do.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, let me go do that. And I did it for 15 minutes.
and it was really nice and relaxing. It was just like such a nice way to start my day. Got me up, got me going, and it just like felt really good. It was like I still love my Zumba, I love my weightlifting, I love my walking, whatever, but it's just more of a relaxation. Like it's almost like a self-care workout.
I feel like Tony Soprano in the sauna with the cigar.
Yeah, it's a fucking self-care workout. It's
just a self-care thing, huh?
Yeah.
I don't think, like I said, I'm not sure even if I could, but I don't know. Like, I don't like being hot. You know, back in the day, we used to have, like, those sweatsuits, like the plastic fucking things that you put on to help you sweat. And That's just not me. But obviously, the way I do things is not right because I'm still where I am right now. So I am looking for change. And somebody I work with was talking to me more about yoga. So maybe I'll attempt to do, like, even start out, like, with little chair yoga or do yoga at home for a little bit.
You can modify everything.
I remember going to yoga years ago once, and when I thought I was more mobile, and holy shit, did it kick my ass.
Oh, really?
So, again, maybe different instructor and do things differently or whatever, but I got my ass kicked that day. So,
well, if you ever wanted to just do a sample, I get free guests. So,
be your guest.
Yeah, if you ever just wanted to be like, throw your mat down in the back, modify, and just see how you feel. If you wanted, doors open. Thank you. So yeah, that's how I started my day, and it just felt good. Really nice. Yeah, I just feel really good. Put me in a good mindset.
It's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like the act of doing it, but also like the idea that you're doing it for you and like that you did do it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, yes, yoga and the sauna felt good physically, but also like the idea of doing it.
Yes.
Is like so beneficial.
Yeah.
To so many things.
No, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Even like the other day when we went on the walk, it's just like, oh. And then I winded up walking whatever again. That's that amazing. Night. So it's good. Like, it's nice. It's like,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The idea of doing it is nice, but also taking the time out of put the chaoticness. We were talking on yesterday's podcast, like we think like New York, everything is just so chaotic and hectic, and we're doing 10,000 things at one time. So the fact that you could take time out of your day to go do something that is physically, emotionally, mentally benefiting you is so great. So whether it's a walk, I almost told you I was going to park the car at my house and walk here, but then I'm like, shit, it's going to rain again. I don't want to get stuck in the rain.
Yeah.
But, just taking the time out of your day to do something for you, I think, is just beautiful. Whatever it may be. Like tonight, if I soak off my nails, it'll be like purposeful.
Mm-hmm.
Purposeful?
Then you can read your book while you're doing it. Yeah. So, you can use your clicker. You don't have to touch the Kindle.
And I'll wear my glasses so I could see even. I don't need my glasses when I read my book, though, because that shit is so big, that font.
I was going to say, if you still need them, we need to have a conversation.
Only 3 words per page, guys. 3 words. I'm like, click, 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 click. Camera's like, wow, you read fast.
You just like want to see that number go up in the corner, too.
No, but it doesn't. It doesn't go up in the corner because the 3 words per page, it's not a page number. So it'll take me like 75 clicks of a page to get one page number.
Yeah, but like you want to see it change. So you're like, all right, I got to keep going.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I thought you meant like it says something else because you can tap that bottom corner if it starts to say like minutes left in the book. Like there's different settings.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like it goes off your reading speed from your other books. So if you tap that, it'll say like, oh, 3 hours left in the book or 26 minutes left in the book.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. There's also one which I never looked up. It's LOC, and then it has like numbers next to it. And I'm like, what does that mean? And now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, I want to know what that means.
You know what I wanted to ask you? On Kindle, every now and then in the book will be like an underlined something, and it'll say like 4,632. What is that? Is that like somebody has to look up that word or something?
No, that's how many people have highlighted, and like it was
either like something that stuck out to them or something they want to reference back to. And then you can go in your Kindle app and see your previous highlighted things. Yeah. So if there was a part that you're like, holy shit, that's crazy, or like that really stuck with me, and you want to like go back to all your highlighted things. Like all your favorite parts of a book. Like, you know, when people highlight or underline when they're reading.
Yeah. Okay.
More so with fiction.
Mm-hmm.
People do that, I
feel
like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, when you're really into reading, there'd be like parts that like altered your brain chemistry and you'd be like, wow, this changed my life.
I mean, the book I'm reading, November 9 right now, I've seen it a few times already. I'm like, what the hell is this? I'm like, that word is not, because at first I remember you saying if you don't know a word, you can click on it. And I was like, that's not a difficult word. So at first I thought it was that. So I was like, I have to ask you. So good. Okay. So it's that paragraph, sentence, whatever.
Yeah. Like if you'll notice when you see that next and read that sentence or whatever, it's probably something like meaningful.
Okay.
Like when, like if they throw in like a something that connects something to something else, or just like heartfelt or something, like people want to highlight it. Do you use it for the words though? I do that all the time.
No, I don't. I don't even know how to use it.
You just hold your finger on the word and then the dictionary comes up. No, but
I haven't really come across.
Wow, you're
so smart.
Like,
I feel like Coho writes very, Coho, listen to me. Yeah. I feel like she writes very easy. So I don't really come across words that I don't get.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But, and if something is like maybe, context clues. I have to also say one other cute thing today. One of my kids has a girlfriend and he picked a flower for her.
I died.
And he said, Miss Jerry, look, I got this for so-and-so. And he turns around and it's a dandelion.
I died.
But I was like, that's the cutest shit. And we went into the classroom and he showed the teacher. And the teacher's like, I've always wanted weeds. And I'm like, but that's the cutest shit. The innocence of it all. You know, that's what it goes back to. Sorry. I know. I'm all over the place.
I didn't even think twice about it. I'm like, oh, dandelion.
No, it's so cute, right?
Yeah.
So cute.
That's adorable.
I'll tell you who it is after.
Yeah.
Because you know my students.
Yeah.
I can't.
I looked up the lock meaning. Stands for location. On a Kindle ebook, every paragraph break or new line of text is given a sequential number called its location number.
Interesting.
I don't know why that would be of information to a reader, though. Like, what lock are you on? I don't know. But when you tap the bottom left corner, it'll say minutes
left. I keep thinking this is my Kindle and I keep trying to try.
Yes. Yeah. It says like a location number, page number, or time you have left in the book, or it can say nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to really learn how to use my Kindle.
You just tap it.
Because shit happens and I'm like, why is that happening? And I exit out. It's like book. It takes the whole print and it makes it smaller. I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So I have to learn how to use it.
Yeah, I told you. It's very like, it's not like an iPhone. It's more like you got to be slow with it. Like patient.
Yes.
Takes a minute. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it though.
Yeah.
I love that I could see it, guys. It means everything.
I know. It's much easier to pick up.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I've just decided I'm not a physical book girly anymore.
Now that you built those damn bookshelves. I'm still going to buy them.
I'll still get just the ones that I know I like.
Up there. You'll have a baby soon enough. You'll have the.
Oh, no. They're beautiful. Even if they were empty.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I just like having them there.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I agree.
And all the fucking storage I gained.
True.
Underneath. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Which are a hot mess. I should probably organize those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's going in there? They're not even that bad. There's a few that are empty, actually. Meanwhile, my kitchen is like all
overflowing.
Not overflowing, but like I could like move stuff in there to make it more comfortable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anywho's. That's that.
That's that.
Yeah, I went and got, I'm starting to prep for Europe. Went and got my forehead Botox today. What?
I forget that you do that. You get your forehead biopsed. What?
Biopsed.
What's the word?
Botox.
Botox.
Yeah,
sorry.
But I usually also do my masseter muscle on the right side, which is like my jaw muscle, just because I clench my jaw, I chew on that side. I'm a big gum chewer, so I'm like always, it was bigger. And I don't know what has happened, but maybe over time the Botox has like helped it, or I've like been like
conscious,
thank you, about chewing on the other side or not clenching as much. And I didn't feel like I needed it today.
Good for you.
So I was like, I don't want it or need it. And she's like, okay, but tell me about last time. Like, be honest. Like, She's like an older woman. Not old, but like, she's like probably in her 50s. I think she said she's like 50 something. And she's like, oh, just tell me like how you felt, da da da, because we did do a small dose, whatever. I was like, yeah, honestly, I'm like, we have the wedding coming up in Europe. And I was just like, I don't see that big of a difference. Like, she's like, did you see it go down? I'm like, I don't think so. You know, like, mm-hmm. I didn't really notice. Meanwhile, I was getting it for a while. So I feel like it's gotten better because of who knows what. But we actually ended up having a really nice conversation because I was like, you know what? I just don't want to get it just to feel like I should or have to, because I want to feel good as I am. Correct. You know, without stuff, which support everyone doing whatever the fuck they want to do. Like, mm-hmm. do what you want to do. For my journey. And she was like, please. She actually went like this. She was like, please. So funny. I did like a jerking off motion, which I was talking about this on my vlog. And there's just like certain things I can say on the podcast and certain things I just wouldn't in my vlog. But she did like a jerking off motion. She was like, please, like, I have young girls at home. Do not do shit just because of social media or just because you think you have to. She's like, you're beautiful. You're young. If you don't think you want it or need it, don't fucking do it. Basically.
Beautiful.
And it's like, it's so nice to hear that from someone who could be like, yeah, let's put a little here. Let's put a little there. Exactly. Let's do this. And she was like, no, fuck that. Good. She's like, don't compare yourself on social media. That shit's, I was like, trust me, I work on social media. I know that shit's fake. Yeah. You know, people have their best now, pose, their
but
best.
You used to see.
It was really difference. Bad.
So you're not seeing.
No.
Wow.
And is that so maybe it's because you're
building up the other side? Or you broke it down over time.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for you.
Or is it like maybe I've slimmed down and maybe like my face fat has gone down. So it feels, I don't know what it is.
Okay. Well, yeah,
it could
whatever.
Be a combo of everything. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, I mean, you know, I've had like actually like freakouts about it because I feel like something was wrong because the right side of my face was so much bigger. And I feel like.
Although I never really saw it before. Yeah. I mean, I did when you would point it out to me, but mm-hmm. yeah, I don't.
Like, and then she like pulled up the picture that she just took of me and she was like, look, it's not even bad. She's like, if I really wanted to be nitpicky, but we were like, but no one's face is symmetrical.
Dude.
What?
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm just so rude.
What?
No, because you said symmetrical. And yesterday I was on TikTok. Which I haven't been in a really long time. But it was something about the rarity of the color of your eyes.
Okay.
Right? It was one of those effects that you push the button, right?
Oh, okay.
So I did that. But it had like the meter right front and center. And when I tell you that when you have something front and center, how
horrible.
Horrible my face looked. I wanted to cry. I'm like, my nose was going way up north, like northwest somewhere. I'm like, where the hell is my nose going right now? You don't realize how fucking crooked shit is until you.
Yeah. And everyone's like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But so and like, I am very, like, my nose bothers me. I know I have a very crooked nose. But I
would have never, ever said that, though, if you never talked about it. Honestly, swear.
How?
See, I would when have I never noticed.
If I look in the mirror, I don't really notice. But if I see a picture of myself, I'm like, where the fuck is my nose going?
So maybe
like
it's the perspective of me looking straight at you.
Maybe. I don't know.
Even looking at it right now, it does not look crooked to me.
It's like, it goes that way, I think. I don't know which way it goes.
You don't even know.
No, because I'm looking in the mirror. I don't know.
She's trying to twist it back into place.
Guys, I hate my damn nose.
She's literally like twisting it back to place. She's like,
you think if I just I gotta like, push I it back, train it, yeah, right? Train if it. I just like lay like this for a while, you think it'll like go back to a little normal? Okay. With all that being said and done, guys, like I know I'm created this way, and it is what it is. I mean, maybe one day I'll have fuck bucks and like make maybe fix a little something. No, I wouldn't.
You don't
just
even.
Kidding.
Yeah,
I would fix my teeth.
We could all nitpick. Like, yeah, I have a bump in my bridge.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Turn your head. I don't see it.
It's very subtle.
Okay.
But well. I'm just saying, if I wanted to nitpick, like I wouldn't go get a nose job over it.
Right.
But if I wanted to nitpick, like.
Gotcha.
Like yours is like the cutest little slope. You have
not. I have a pinky nose.
You have no. You don't have like a bump, right? Right here.
No.
Yeah. If you put your finger on mine, if we remember. What was the thing last episode that we said mm-hmm. we would do after? Remember? We were like, oh, if we fucking remember.
Because I was about to say, oh, after this podcast, you can feel my nose and you'll feel the bump.
Who the fuck knows?
But wow. You guys will know because you were listening.
Because we don't even listen to ourselves.
Did I write it down? No. Remember, we were like, oh, yeah, we'll do it after.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
like we
one
do every single time. And then we say how shitty we are because we never fucking do it.
Good. Well, actually, you were rushing out to
take care of my Mimi.
Yeah.
You guys.
So that wasn't our fault.
I have another Mimi update.
Yeah, go.
Here's my Mimi update. Mimi has, it's called grade 2. Like, they do grade, not stages. So she has a grade 2 soft tissue sarcoma. So it was removed because it was so close to her butt. They couldn't get the two to three centimeter around the tumors where they like to carve out. They couldn't do it that much because of her butt was right there. So he was able to save her tail because he knew she could possibly need some more either chemo radiation after. So I took her yesterday to the oncologist, and she still definitely has cancer cells. He says she has a 35% chance, between 30 and 40, so he's saying 35% chance of the tumor regrowing, or these cells turning into another tumor. But then he started talking to me about the different plans of radiation. He said they have the standard, which is 16 to 18 treatments, 4 days a week for 4 weeks, and then she needs a 2 more tacked on. And he said, which I thought was really interesting the way he described it. He said, if you have a candle and you put your finger over the candle and you do it every day over that candle for 4 days a week for 4 weeks, you're going to wind up pretty fucked up.
Interesting.
So he said now they have a new thing. It's a European way of doing things. He goes, they do it a Monday, Wednesday, Monday, Wednesday, Monday. It's only 5 treatments. So he goes, think of it. Now, if you're only putting your finger over that flame for 5 times, you're going to have a lot less damage. So he's like, he would, for her, because she's only a grade 2, only do, he would have to get the CAT scan done first, but he thinks he can get away with only doing the 5 treatments. So, okay, great. What's the cost? Well, there's like a low end and a high end depending on. And so the low end is about 11,000 and the high end is about 21. And that only would bring her that percentage to 10%. Oh. So to me, he's like between 5 and 10%. Nothing is guaranteed. Yeah. And right now she's at 30 to 40.
Yeah.
So y'all know this bitch is a broke bitch, but also she's a 10-year-old dog. And he basically said, which I don't know if I even said this to you guys in the text yesterday, but he said to, if you can't, and he was trying to, like, I was crying. You know me. I was crying. She's my baby. But he was like, listen, most people don't have $25,000 to go give their dog radiation, you know?
Yeah.
And he said that, the hell did he say?
You lost your train of thought.
I did.
Like options for payment. Most people don't have it laying around.
All right. So he said, like, most people don't have money laying around like this. And he goes, so there's always, if it was grade 1, I'd say don't even bother. Grade 3, I would say she really needs it. Grade 2, it's kind of like up to you. Like, it's that borderline. And he said, listen, he goes, you could always do the let's just wait and see sort of approach. He goes, every 3 months, he goes, you constantly feel him brush her. You know, he goes, you notice this one first. He goes, see, be reactive to it. He said, with that percentage of possible regrowth, he goes, we would say at 9 months out, if she hasn't, if then the tumor has not regrown, he goes, I'd almost classify her as cancer-free.
Amazing.
So it's like even more the reason not to go spend $21,000 on radiation that I don't have. And the possibility, I'm like, I will pray several times a day that these cancer cells don't turn into a tumor. Because he said there's more of a percentage of it not than there is of it.
And 9 months is a long time to wait and see. Right. So you don't want to jump on it.
Yeah, he's like, wait every 3 months.
He goes,
maybe take her here, take her to your local vet, let them do a thorough examination, let them feel. And he was like showing me what to feel for, like when it's really very, very little. And he said, if you see something right away, he goes, you can go and you can have the surgery, have it removed again.
Okay.
He goes,
That's reassuring.
Yeah, because it made me feel like, okay, like I'm just gonna hope for 9 months. Because at 9 months,
there's like a big chance that, it'll never fine.
Then regrow. Yeah. Right. And again, she is 10 years old, not to saying that she's at the end of her life, but she's more than middle age.
What
for
is
a dog.
The life expectancy of a mutt?
Between 12 and 15.
Okay.
So it's even more the reason. You know,
she's not a baby. Right. Yeah.
You know, not that I would be able to do it if she was one. But I have it learned would be my more lesson of a... because I was speaking to the financial people. And they pet insurance. I was curious about pet insurance, if it covers this. And they said probably 75% will cover chemo and radiation. And they cover, he said, usually in his opinion, at least 70% of it.
So
I'm like, that's a big thing. If I was to get a dog that is prone to, because certain dogs have higher likelihoods of getting cancer and stuff like that.
Yes. Then you have peace of mind. You're like, I have pet insurance. Go for it.
Right. And he also said, he goes, listen, and when you get pet insurance, especially if you get a new dog, do the bare minimum. Mm-hmm. He goes, because at least you have it. I can't get insurance for Mimi now because she's
too old.
And she has a pre-existing condition. Right. Yeah. He said, but if you had pet insurance and she was always healthy and now all of a sudden she had cancer, you can up it and they can't deny you because you've had the insurance the whole time.
Okay.
So he says, just like car insurance, you do the liability, the liability, the liability. He goes, and God forbid you need it, then you bump it up to full. You know? And I was okay, good to know.
Yeah, that'd be worth it for you.
Yeah. So I'm... going to do a lot more research because I did find out that boxers have a much more likelihood of getting the soft tissue sarcoma.
That's what it's called. Soft tissue sarcoma.
Yeah. Soft tissue sarcoma. So,
So it's cancer?
Yeah. So a soft tissue sarcoma is cancer, also the umbrella. There's a lot of different types that fall under that same sort of name. But he said basically it could be from the tissue, from the muscle, or from fatty. You know, like, that's the different names, basically, what it means. But it all falls under the same soft tissue sarcoma.
Yeah.
So it was devastating. I cried. I was so emotional of it. But Ever and I had already said, because when I had Dr. Googled it, Google told me between 10 and 30. So Google was not wrong. And we had kind of already came up with we cannot afford this, and she is up there in age, and we will just let her live out her best life, you know? And she's not in any pain. She don't even know, you know, like she doesn't
And
act
9 months
sick.
Will be basically kind of another year.
Right.
So she'll be like 11.
Right.
And if the life expectancy is 12, then...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm not going to put myself in any sort of debt for her to get one more year possibly out of it.
Yeah.
Because even still, it only goes down to 10%. So it definitely was pulling on my heartstrings, you know? And then,
That's the right decision, though.
He definitely made me feel like... My decision, even though I didn't make it solidly at that point, because he said he had to do all the calculations, because a lot of it's based on weight of the dog.
Yeah.
But he made me feel comfortable that if this was my decision, that it's not a wrong decision, you know, because financially, because of her age. So
yeah,
he made me feel very, very comfortable. I highly recommend them. He was a sweetheart and very like took a lot of time. And was, like, sensitive to my emotional state of being, you know?
Oh, so you want to share? Or are you saying to me you'd highly recommend
them? No, to anybody. It's the place on Sunrise Highway. It's in West Islip. I think it's called VCMLI. VCMLI, yeah. And his name is Dr. Stephen Moriarty.
Okay.
And he's... Definitely a very compassionate, empathetic sort of person. He's an oncologist, radiologist, so that's what he does is treat animals with cancer. So I guess you also have to be that kind of, have that compassion to be dealing with people, telling them that, hey, your dog has cancer and, So I guess he has to sort of have that personality. But I just felt like he made me feel very comfortable. He emailed me almost verbatim what he talked about.
Oh, nice.
And then he sent me all the estimates, you know? Mm-hmm. So I felt like everything, soup to nuts, was very... I felt they were very professional.
Yeah.
And especially him. And then the guy up front, his name was Justin. And Justin was amazing as far as, like, talking to me about the insurance and stuff like that. So
nice.
Highly recommend them if you're going through something like that.
Yeah.
You know? Definitely.
Yeah. So let's hope that in the 9 months it doesn't come back. And if it does, she can get another surgery and get it removed.
Correct.
And then live her best life because she's not in pain. She's not suffering.
Nope, not at all.
No.
Nope.
So I think she's that's a great wonderful. Plan.
And yeah. I hated that she still has it. And we realized that if it wasn't exactly where it was located, it would have all been taken out. But because, like, literally, her butthole, guys, is on a diagonal now because when they sewed her up, it had a pull that's, you know.
So they literally just, they wouldn't have been able to because of that. So she wouldn't have been able to go to the bathroom and stuff.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, he couldn't cut any closer. And it's not, it didn't affect her rectum. Like, it's not in her asshole. That's so disgusting. I'm sorry. But, you know, you guys know what I mean. It's not You're in saying, the like, tract. Literally
the hole.
It's just on the outside. It was a surface level tumor. But they couldn't excise as much as they wanted because her butthole was right there. Mm-hmm. So had it been 2 inches to the left, she would be cancer free right now because they would have been able to take the bigger chunk out.
Yeah.
You know? So it's kind of like figures. You know? Figures that's where you had to have it of all places. But at the same time, it's not a grade three. And
they removed as much as they could. She's happy and healthy. Yep. Like she's doing okay.
Yeah, she's my little
She's fine.
She's like a goofy doggy. I love her.
So
that's the update on Mimi. Sorry,
I think she's strong. I think it'll be fine.
Yeah,
especially because she's not in pain. She's not like, I think she's gonna be just fine. I don't think it'll come back. You went to a really great vet.
Yeah,
like he knows his shit.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's like, it's gonna be all right.
Yeah.
Then he showed you how to feel. He showed you. Yeah.
I just got across everything and it just.
Is there anything like he told you about like maybe anything you can do on your end that keeps her? Probably not.
Mm-mm.
Any like supplements or. No. Or keeping her active or anything like that would benefit her? No,
he did tell
her.
Me that if I was to go through with it, he's like, which I didn't realize, the radiation treatment alone is about 5 minutes, he said, for her.
Oh, wow.
Because of her little, the area it's in, he said probably 5 minutes tops.
Then why is it so fucking expensive?
She would be there the whole day because they have to get put to sleep.
Okay.
They have to get put to sleep because it's so very...
Detailed,
very specific, like a tiny little millimeter off can completely mess everything up, he was saying. And then they have to be able to wake the dog up, make sure the dog's acting fine, make sure there's no reaction. So he's like, yeah, you would drop her off in the morning and pick her up in the afternoon. And I'm like, wow. But he said, and then when you go home, I want you to play with her. I want you to take her on walks. I want to make sure she's eating right. I want you to like make her run around, like make sure that she's still living her best life.
Yeah.
You know, he goes, because if she's getting to a point where she's not, then it's not working. Like, it's not, there's no purpose of doing it then if she's not living out her best life, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And you don't ever want to make an animal suffer.
Never.
Yeah.
That's the same thing with Frankie. Like, you know.
If he was suffering.
If I knew Frankie was suffering, we would have put him down when the whole incident happened.
Yeah.
Frankie is Frank. I love that damn cat. He's so damn cute. He's
living his life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He cries like a little bitch when I go in my bedroom and shut the door. He sits at my door meowing at me.
Does he really?
He does. Because now if his bladder is full and I haven't quite emptied him, and I don't want him peeing everywhere.
No.
So now I keep my door shut. So if I, like today, I ran home from work, ran to my bathroom to use the bathroom, shut my door, and he, meow, meow,
outside my door. Yeah, because he'll just let it out on top of your comforter and shit.
Yeah. So I'm like, no.
Rather on the floor. Yeah.
Correct. So, but yeah, he's a cute shit. I love him too. My Frankie. Listen, being pet mommy is hard. My kids are almost a lot easier because you could at least communicate. Well, not babies, but like when the kids get older, they can communicate and tell you what it is and how they feel. Like these dogs and cats, they don't tell you. I mean, they show you and you hope that you're reading it right, you know? But it's tough to be a, that's not me, guys, just saying. That's Alyssa Rose yawning.
Stop.
I'm putting her to sleep with my Mimi stories.
43.
Aw, thanks, Mom.
She said Mimi's going to be just fine.
And when we went on a walk the other day, three of those cardinals went right in front of me, you, and Zane when we were on our walk.
There you go.
So Mom is definitely there.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's Mom, ever's dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right there, right in front of us.
Yeah.
Anywho's-y-waddy. So, guys, thank you very much. I know a few of you have reached out to me. I appreciate it. You know, just wishing Mimi well. And I appreciate it. Thank you for being along for this journey as well. You were here for my back journey. You're here for Frankie. Now you're here for Mimi. And yeah. I love and appreciate you guys.
Good for RJ, man.
Huh?
RJ.
Yeah, he's my baby.
Look at him.
Look at him.
Because he's older.
He is older. He's 6 months older than Mimi.
Yeah.
He will be, he'll be 10. See, Mimi won't be 10 until December.
Oh.
But they put on her paperwork 10.
Oh.
Just saying. But RJ's birthday is next month.
Okay.
So RJ will be 10 next month. Mimi will be 10 in December. So she's like 9 and a half. A little less than 9 and a half. But yeah.
Nice.
So thank you guys.
Love that.
Well, and now what are we doing?
I don't know. It's already been 45 minutes. What are we doing?
Well, you did say there was just a couple over here. Do you want to tackle them or do you not want to tackle them?
I feel like not.
Okay.
We're leaning towards not. We were going to do sex, you guys, just to fill you in. But now I'm like, if you guys want to send in emails, because we do only have a handful for sex. So if you want to send in your sex email, whether you want advice or anything of the sort, do you want to tell us a funny story? AkamoPodcast@gmail.com. What?
We have some updates. Do you want to do those?
Yeah.
We'll do an update. This one is the toxic. I'm sure you guys remember. It's not toxic, by the way. It's toxic. I'm sure you guys remember about the dad and the brother with the whole boat situation.
Yeah, what the fuck is up, Kyle?
What is that? It says, hello again. I just listened to the episode where a girl was talking about how she was listening to the episode where you guys read my email about my dad and brother and how that was a full circle moment to help the lady who ran in. She ran into that was asking for advice. I thought that was so amazing and such a true testament to this amazing community that you guys have created. I figured I'd give you guys an update and offer some clarity after hearing your feedback. Liz was confused as to how it got to the point and literally my thoughts exactly.
Yeah, like this did we get there?
This is all that happened. Which is why it was so insane that it got to the point. But I think everything you said, Liz, is spot on how I feel about it moving forward. And Jerry, I really appreciate you. It was so comforting knowing I'm not alone in this. Aww. Since my email, nothing has happened and I haven't heard from either one of them. Wow. Mm. As time has gone by, it has gotten easier to move on. I still have my hard days, but I feel at peace with where I am in my life currently and feel good about holding my boundaries if they were to ever reach out to me. My husband and I are struggling through infertility after I find out I had PCOS about 2 years ago now. Luckily, I have great fertility benefits through my job, but needless to say, that has taken up all my energy. So those two idiots are the least of my concerns at the moment.
Nice.
I honestly don't even have the energy to give them or that situation anymore. Anyway, I'll spare you another long email, but I love you ladies and appreciate all that you do. Liz, I've been following you along your wedding planning on YouTube, and I can't wait to see it all come to life. I'm wishing you and Zane a lifetime of happiness.
Okay, love you. Bye. Aw, damn straight. That is the least of your fucking concern.
That's correct.
If you guys remember it was like they had to get their shit, and then they were being so mean to her for no reason. And it was so confusing.
It was. I'm glad that she's at a point now where she's like, I ain't got time for that.
For real.
Like, she's moved on. Like, I'm happy that you've moved on. And, you know, whatever. If they would ever reach out, like you said, you know your boundaries now.
Yeah.
You don't have to, like, bow down to anybody. You do you. What's best for you.
Yeah.
Especially since you're going through things right now. So,
yeah.
Live your best life. Worry and about you.
I feel, like, validated as a reader because I was like, what the fuck? How did this even happen?
Yeah.
And the fact that you were like, my thoughts too. I was like, oh, okay.
Like, it literally was nothing. Like, they would just, yeah, like, go pick up your stuff. Like, oh, yeah, it was wild.
Yeah, it was like, they threatened to call the sheriff.
And there was all those text messages, right? They were just ugly text messages back and forth of her.
Oh, yeah, correctly. And they were keeping she was keeping the boat for them. Like, she was being nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Totally
fuck
bizarre.
That.
But I'm glad that you're not letting it occupy. Who's the one that's running now?
You have to stop announcing it. No one's going to know. They just hear like a...
from the mic moving out of the way. Something gave it away. That's funny because now that I don't go super edit and take out a little sighs or a little yawns or anything, now I'm like, maybe I should.
No, guys, she used to spend way too long taking out every fucking breath and and fucking,
they're like, yes, we know.
We're like, we can tell. That's what a podcast is, though. Like, go listen to an edited YouTube video then. Like, a podcast is natural. And pauses and, yeah, it's supposed to be like you're just sitting with us chatting as friends.
Yeah.
So. Okay, what is this one?
It says a mother-in-law who wants control. Listener update.
My fiance and I have been together for 2 years. Mother-in-law is manipulative. She throws out jabs and comments. There was a time where everyone was playing around with my fiance saying that he was a whore for a few years ago, and his mother proceeded to say that just a few months ago, right? And his baby mama's name pretty much just make me think that he was messing around with her.
Right. He has a kid from another relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I finally was happy with someone. Sorry, I'm just trying to gather what this was. It was thrown in my face by his sister many times. They all know how hurt I was that my friendship ended.
Oh my God. Yes. She became friends with the ex's something?
Sister. Her best friend left her and became friends with the fiance's sister.
Oh my God.
His mom is also best friends with the baby mama.
Yeah, that's all kinds of... Eesh.
Yeah, and then remember I was like, oh, would you still be friends with me?
And I was like, don't put me on the damn fucking spot list.
Yeah, she's very sneaky about a lot of things.
And she's like...
The mother is mother of the year. Like, she, like, flaunts about the baby mama in front of her. And it feels like she's trying to break them apart.
Mm-hmm.
But they're getting married in 2025, and she doesn't want to invite her wedding dress shopping or have her getting ready with her on wedding day.
Fuck that, no.
Okay, so let's see what she says.
I know what you said, which was so smart. And it's like, is she going to just be backgrounds? Or like,
right.
You have to weigh it out, yeah. Right? So let's see what she says.
There's two methods of protecting your peace. Protecting your peace of having her there, just so you don't hear the shit. Or protecting your peace by not wanting her there at all and deal with the repercussions.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, hey, girlies, I'm so happy I got your feedback. I look forward to listening to your podcast every week. I just wanted to stop in and give some updates and answer some questions you guys had after reading my email. I know I didn't specify in the first email, but I've also known his mom as long as my fiance because she used to babysit me when I was younger. My fiance's mom texted me wanting to have a relationship and she thought everything was okay. I simply laid everything out on the table for her as I'm tired of holding back. She continued to tell me that she can't choose her children's friends and no one is being disrespectful. She will not own up to anything she's done, so I proceeded to tell her that we won't have a relationship besides being cordial for my stepdaughter until she can own up to the things that she's done and know that it's wrong. I also said that we will never have a relationship like we did as she has burned too many bridges. After that conversation, she acts like nothing has happened and is trying to suck our asses by buying us things and continuously texting me. His mom is not used to anyone coming before her because no one else did.
Mm-hmm.
No one else he was with did. I'm starting my wedding dress shopping journey on May 11th. It's my parents' anniversary. Aww. And I have decided that his mom will not be involved in dress shopping or getting ready with me as my fiance and I finally talked about
Yay.
It. I need to start doing what's going to make me happy, not everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel as if she deserves to come or be a part of it. And I for damn sure know that his sister will not be a part of our wedding either. We'll just see how that goes over when wedding day comes and they figure out we weren't playing. Not long ago, my stepdaughter's mom had told my fiance that his family is her family too. Thinking to myself, how am I supposed to take that? Clearly, they are making her feel that way. I'm all about co-parenting and everyone being together for things when it involves my stepdaughter, but there are just some things that shouldn't be done and people should know where they stand. My stepdaughter's mom
thought she would have an invite to our housewarming party. Deep down, I think she wants my fiance and her family, even though she has been with her boyfriend for 5 years. She tries to text him like they're friends and whatnot. About my best friend's situation, they invited her to a fundraiser they had for my fiance's dad, so that kind of hurt. I will say, my fiance has had my back through all of it. He sticks up for me, but I know that will always be his mom, and he will talk to her, but my trust is broken.
Love you. Bye. Okay. I'm
okay with that.
I'm glad that you have your boundaries and that you said what you had to say. And, you know, of course she's going to be like, oh, nobody's doing that and everything is great and fine. It's like, it takes a lot for people to see their own shit, I think.
Yeah.
Or admit their own shit anyway.
Yeah.
I definitely think keeping your peace and having her not there, that decision you made is great for you. I think, I'm happy that you're going to be able to, you know, sort of stand your ground and not let her sort of rain on your parade or make such a big day of yours into shit, you know, with her little side comments or like stuff like that. I can only imagine. I could picture somebody like this as she's trying on a dress saying, oh, imagine what's the daughter, the granddaughter's mother would look like in it or something. Like some little side comments, you know? And you don't need that. So I'm glad that you made the decision that's working best for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Word.
To your mother.
To your mother. Last one?
Yeah, I think this is you again. Meanwhile, I bought my... I bought... Here they are.
But okay, no, but what is this? Let's see.
Oh,
this is the one that went out and was out until 8 a.m.
Yes.
And I was like, how old are you guys?
And all of a sudden, it changed. Like, it changed. Yeah. Like, he used to always be in contact, and now he goes out and he's not updating her.
And we were like...
When things change, there's a reason. So, what happened?
We just read this one, so you guys should remember it. She's got her glasses.
I got my reading glasses.
Okay. Update. Am I overthinking? Relationship advice. Hi, ladies. Some context from the last email. I'm 22 and he's 26. We're exactly 3.5 years apart. We do communicate through text, but also Snapchat, just because you can see faces. Also, we only see each other on weekends because it's a 40-minute drive. That was also something I said. I'm like, okay, if you're communicating on Snapchat, you must be younger.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so the time that he was out until 8 a.m., I did talk to him about it. And he was basically like, what the fuck? He explained that him and his best friend met some guy at the bar and went back to his place and did shrooms. So that's why he didn't go home until the morning. I made him aware that I was very upset because you don't go home until the next day. And I'm supposed to just believe that? Like, I do believe him, but also it's just like, why? I told him my thoughts of that and he apologized and said he understood where I was coming from and would be concerned if it was the other way around. But the day after the concert, he texted me in the morning, normal conversation. He said he was just tired, and I said, all right, so what time did you get home? And he said 4 a.m., and I was like, oh, that's interesting. Why don't you tell me things? By the way, 4 a.m. technically isn't too bad because bars in Toronto close at 2 a.m. where he lives, and it's like a 30 to 45-minute drive, and he said that they stopped at his friend's place to drop him off and then Ubered from there, so it's reasonable. Now, his reaction is something that bothers me because basically we didn't talk for 2 days because he claims that he didn't do anything wrong and I'm giving him a hard time about a night out with friends. So he just decided to stop answering my messages. He said that I ruined the concert memories for him. I don't know what to think. I don't think we really resolve anything. We just talk it through. We say our opinions and we move on. I don't know how it'll go the next time that he goes out without me. Am I supposed to just let it go and just trust that whatever happens will happen? It just feels as though whatever he says goes and that's it. For more context, I have not gone out to a bar without him since we've been dating. So he hasn't even been in this situation and he claims that he wouldn't care and he, quote, trusts my judgment. But I think that's BS. I don't go out like that because I don't have too many friends in my early 20s and I don't think that I'd want to be out that late anyway. But if I do hang out with friends, it's wine and paint night and going to be going to the gym. But he goes out with his buddies, it's for drinks and shooting shit at the bar, which I guess is fine. But anyway, To end it off, everything seems fine now, but I'm also just in a battle with myself trying to figure out if I deserve better or if we can make it work long term. I don't know if he'll change, but I can't force it because I don't want to cause resentment, but I feel like it's already there and I don't know how to get rid of it. I probably just need to have a conversation about where he's at with us and if he's willing to put in some work to move forward and be able to communicate better so that I can feel more secure. Thank you for reading my email.
Okay. The one thing that really jumped out at me in it's your very last paragraph is I'm battling myself with trying to figure out if I deserve better. That right there is telling me that you do.
Yeah.
Because if you're in a relationship and you're thinking, hey, I think I deserve better, then you do.
If it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no.
Yeah. And like, sure, he's going out with his friends and he's like, yo, why is it a big deal? I'm hanging out with my dudes. I'm not doing anything wrong. And very possibly he's not. You know, maybe he's shooting the shit with the guys and having a grand old time. But that's okay for him. And he'll need somebody in his life that's okay with him doing that.
Yeah.
If that's not something that you're okay with, then right. He's not your person.
Yeah.
You know, like I used to be very, very jealous. And I'm less jealous now. And I don't know how I would feel having a mate that goes out until 4 o'clock in the morning with the boys several times a week. I don't know how I would feel about that.
Yeah.
You know, I think my insecurities, again, it's a me problem. My insecurities would have me thinking and going over things and making up scenarios in my head. And what if this and what if that? That's not a healthy relationship to be in. So whether you're maybe have a little insecurities, or maybe you just don't like that sort of relationship where he's out with his boys until 4 o'clock in the morning. Whatever it is, you already said you're growing resentment. You already feel like that's happening. So in my opinion, this might not just be the relationship for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because if you guys are very, very opposite with things like that, if every time he goes out with the boys, you're going to be feeling a certain sort of way, it's not healthy.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm sure there's a million other people in the world that would be content with not going out with the boys until 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You know? So I think you need to sit and really think about the pros and cons of it and stuff like that and talk to him in a way that maybe he doesn't realize it's bothering you as much, even though you have had a conversation. But if he's going to say, like, what the fuck? I'm just going out with the boys. Then he's not valuing your opinion because he doesn't think he's doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, again, it's like you guys just aren't matched up the same. You know? Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's like a he's wrong or you're wrong thing. I think you guys are just not compatible in that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Like
Ever and I were homebodies. Ever and I like doing nothing. Or what we like to do. Ever and I are very, very codependent on each other. Like, you and Zane are very independent, and you live your lives independently, and you come together when you need to and when you want to and stuff like that.
Mm.
Ever and I is like, if I say I got to go shopping, he'll go, oh, wait till I come home. We'll go together.
Mm.
Like, that's just how we operate.
Mm.
But that's, we both like that.
Yeah.
If I was in a relationship with somebody who was not like that, I wouldn't be content. So
yeah.
It's like you have to be with somebody who sort of lives your lifestyle or a lifestyle that you accept,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
like my ex wasn't codependent on me and I wasn't codependent on him. It's weird how now I am. But I think that worked for what it was. And the way I am with Ever works for the way we operate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think every relationship is different. And I think you can change from relationship to a different relationship. I think you can feel one way in one and then another way in another. I don't think there's right or wrong. I think it's about the compatibility aspect of it. I think it's about the compromise of it all. And I just think his, like, what the fuck kind of response was kind of ugly. And you're talking about whether you deserve better, I think, is leading me to believe that you do think you deserve better.
Mm.
And that's all I got to say. So, but let's hear from the Miss Alyssa Rose, because she usually takes all my messed up, like, way of saying things and makes it sound
no,
so much better. So
no.
Tune in for Alyssa Rose now. Because here she squeaks. Here
she speaks. God, that was so much pressure.
Yeah, but watch out. Guys, just watch.
Oh, my God. You're really putting so much pressure. Like, just watch how perfect this is going to be.
Yeah, it just sounds so much better.
I mean, ditto. I would say the same thing. But I guess I'll put it in my own words.
Please. Please do.
Yeah, I think that living the same type of lifestyle as your partner is arguably one of the most important things, because if I, like, you sound like you're kind of someone like me that you're like, yeah, if I hang out with my friends, it's like a wine night. We're like chilling. And he's like, wants to go to these ragers at like 4 a.m. out at the bars, bar hopping. And you're like coming home and you don't even know what time he's home. Like, that is just not a lifestyle that you agree with or mesh with, and not how you would want to live your life. So it's very hard for you to mesh with him in the long run, which is simply what Jerry just said. So I think, like, for me personally, if Zane was all of a sudden like wanted to go out every single weekend with his boys, like, that's just simply not attractive to me.
It's not conducive. That's a big word, Jerry.
Conducive.
Let's look it up. It's not conducive to your relationship. You know, like,
give me a synonym.
I don't know. It just sounds good. Wait, hold on. Let me look it up.
Just sounds right.
It does. Wait, hold on.
You're probably right.
Hold on.
Because it's one of those things that you're like, why do I know that?
And yes,
why do I know
what it means? Exactly.
But I do know what it means.
Exactly. Wait, how do you... No, I'm just kidding.
Can you use it in a sentence? It's conducive with your relationship. Like, corresponding, kind of? She's looking. And escalators, escalators. Eels.
Oh, okay. So cinnamon. Cinnamon. You know, the same words. Synonym. It's not contributing.
Contributing.
It's not.
What was the word you used?
Conducive.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not. It's not bringing
related.
In. It's not like. What he's doing isn't conducive to your relationship. It's
understood.
It's not filling. It's not bringing in.
Yeah. So I think that, like, it's not that he's making it sound like, oh, you just don't care. You just don't like when I go out with my friends. It's like, no, go out with your friends. Have a drink or two. Have a nice night. But you're going out until 4 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning. Personally, doing shrooms just wouldn't float in my book. I don't know about you and your boundaries, if that's like a normal thing for you guys. Personally, I wouldn't. That wouldn't fly with me. So I just think there's like a balance to everything, and it sounds like you're just more of a person that's like more chill, and I don't blame you. Like, personally, I wouldn't want to have a relationship like that either. Yes, Jerry's raising her hand.
Sorry, I have one other thing to say. How dare him blame you for ruining his concert memories? A memory is a memory. It's like ingrained in his brain. Like, if he's you can't ruin somebody's memories because you're questioning where he was. Like, that's just like,
yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a little resentment towards him too, actually.
Yeah, if Zane just wanted to start staying out that late, and like, that's just not a vibe that I want to be with. It's like, we're adults now. He's 26 years old. Let's also say that. You're 26 years old. You're not 21 anymore. And I'd be like, I want to like marry you and have kids with you and like...
Stop blinging. He's living a single life. He's having his cake and eating it too. He's in a committed relationship, but at the same time, he's like a single boy on the weekends going out with his boys until 4 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning doing shrooms. No.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just don't like it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You just put so much pressure on me, and now I'm like, just, I got nothing.
But I thought of the word conducive.
You did. It was your time to shine, honestly.
Yay! I shone, guys. I shone.
I don't know. He said he apologized and he understood where I was coming from and would be concerned if it was the other way around.
He would be concerned.
But she said they feel like they just keep going in circles. But then at the end she said, oh yeah, he said he would trust my judgment. I think he's just at a point in his life, which is fine if he wants to go out and party, but he has someone at home that's kind of waiting for him in a sense. I know you guys don't live with each other, but then he should just be single. Because really, there's nothing wrong with what he's doing. Everyone's got to live their life the way they want. But when you have a partner, Exactly. You want to be respectful.
Exactly. That's what I mean about, like, if it was like she lived that same kind of life, then it would, then it wouldn't bother her that she's out, he's out there doing those things.
This is giving me Chelsea and Jimmy vibes.
Yes.
Except she had no reason, because he's like, I literally went and got one beverage and I was home by, what,
10 p.m.? An hour?
An
hour later.
He's like, I was home in an hour. I went and got one drink and I invited you.
Excuse me, but we all know that Chelsea had the insecurity problem. So that was like a Chelsea had that.
No, but I'm saying if this guy just, if your boyfriend just went out for a drink with his friends, like a normal guy, like there's I'm no, sure you there's have really a problem no big with deal. It,
right.
Yeah. Like you don't want to like, be like, oh, you can only hang out with me and you're cooped up and you can't go out with your guy friends. Like, it's not that.
Right, exactly.
It's just what you're doing and the way you're going about it. I've talked way too much. My throat hurts. Goodbye. I've had enough. Sorry. I love you guys so much. Have a great fucking weekend. And we can't wait to talk to you all on Monday.
Okay, love you. Bye.